Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The lights are out.
Hurry, get to the lights go out.
The game is over, and we're here to pick up the pieces. This is Warriors Wrap Up. 95.7, The Game.
It's fun, wasn't it? Warriors knock off the Celtics in Boston, 118 to 112. It's Warriors wrap up here on 95.7, The Game. Mark Grandy with you. How does this sound? The Warriors 7-1 on the season. They're 5-0 on the road, and they just knocked off the defending NBA champions, who less than a year ago beat the Warriors on this same floor by 52 points. And now the Warriors go into Boston with a lot of talk and drama surrounding this basketball game because of what happened in Paris over the summer on Team USA, and the Warriors quiet the Boston crowd. They win 118 to 112. It's Boston's first loss at home this year, only their third home game. They're now 2-1 at home, but they were 7-1 overall entering this game. Now they're 7-2 as the Warriors hand them their first loss at home of the 24-25 season, and they did it in really, really fun fashion. 118 to 112 is the final score. Again, it's Mark Randy with you here on Warriors Wrap Up. It is awesome to be with you once again. Want to hear from you guys all night long on Warriors Wrap Up as we react to by far the best Warriors win of the season, 118 to 112 over the defending champions on the road. And you can join the conversation right now by shooting me a text, 888-957-9570. That comes courtesy of the Comcast Business text line, but we're also taking your calls, 888-957-9570. Get your calls in. We will get to you before the night is over. Well, it's pretty simple, right? I mean, the Warriors 6-1 entering tonight. Great start. No one is going to be upset by a 6-1 start. You might be frustrated by that one loss and the way that it happened to a shorthanded Clippers team, but hey, you took care of business against everybody else. 6-1, including perfect on the road. But all the non-believers, right? The non-Warriors believers, what did they say through seven games for the Golden State Warriors? Well, really, who have you beaten, right? You haven't beaten anybody that good. Portland? They're probably trying to lose more than win. The Utah Jazz, they got a couple of quality players, but they're not a very good basketball team either. You lost to the Clippers at home. Okay, that's whatever. You probably should have won that game, but, you know, things happen. You beat the New Orleans Pelicans in consecutive games at home when they were down half their roster the second night. Okay, you took care of business, but those are maybe games that you should win. However, Steph Curry was also out both those games. Andrew Wiggins out both those games. De'Anthony Melton out both those games. And he still hasn't returned yet, although maybe he plays on Friday in Cleveland. We will have to wait and see on that one. Then you go on the road. You do blow a 30-point lead against the Rockets, but you come back and win that game in overtime on the road. And then, most recently, before tonight, you beat Jordan Poole and company in D.C. in what was a game you led for the majority of the way, but it was never really a blowout. But you took care of business and you won. Impressive. 6-1 start. No doubt about that. But who have you beaten? Well, you know what? After tonight, you can't say that anymore. No one can say, yeah, nice, cute little start, Golden State. But who have you beaten? Because tonight the Warriors go into the defending champions' home court and they knock them off, final score 118-112. And this was a game where the Warriors started very, very slow. They were down 14-3 early. The Warriors could not buy a bucket. They were 1-for-11 from the field to begin this basketball game. And it looked like it was going to be an ugly game offensively. Even though the Warriors were down by 11, it's not like the Celtics were just tearing the cover off the ball. They couldn't score really consistently either. It was just the Warriors could not buy themselves a bucket at all early in this basketball game. Then they started to figure things out. They eventually built an 11-point lead going into halftime on the backs of really balanced scoring offensively. But the story of the first half was the Warriors' defense.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
They held the Celtics to 40 points in the first half. 40 points in the first half. Boston was just 13-for-37 in the first 24 minutes. They committed 10 turnovers in the first half. And honestly, if we're thinking about takeaways from this game, one of them for me, and the second half is a little bit of a different story, and we'll get there, but the takeaway for me for the Warriors on the defensive side of the ball, this team is good enough defensively that they can keep them in games when their offense is not working. It was not working for the majority of that first half, especially very early in the first quarter. And yeah, they got down by 11, but if the defense was having an off night, that would have been a 20-point deficit within the first like 7 minutes of this basketball game. That's how bad it was for the Warriors offensively. But the defense buckled in. Andrew Wiggins and what he did on Jason Tatum in that first half was absolutely incredible. Tatum got it going in the third quarter when the Celtics scored 41 points. They had 40 points at half, 41 points in the third quarter. But at halftime, Jason Tatum really wasn't doing anything. In fact, I have the numbers here for you. In just the first half for the Boston Celtics and Jason Tatum, Tatum had 8 points on 2 of 7 shooting in the first half. And that was for the majority of his time on the court. He was guarded by Andrew Wiggins. Wiggins was amazing defensively on Jason Tatum. And he had himself a pretty good basketball game on the other end as well. He had 16 points, had a couple of rebounds as well. 6 for 14 from the field. Not the most efficient night, but when you're expending as much energy as he did on the defensive end, you'll take it. He also made some clutch free throws down the stretch and help the Warriors hang on and win the basketball game. Andrew Wiggins was awesome in this basketball game. And then the Warriors built that lead going into halftime, as we talked about. 51-40 was the score at the halftime break. And then things kind of got off the rails in the third quarter. And I don't know where your guys' mind goes, but watching this basketball game tonight, Warriors struggle early, they fight back, they take a double-digit lead going into the second half on the road against the defending champs. And I think I have, you know, the last 2 years in the back of my mind. And then when you see that other team make that run, they throw their punch, and they take the lead back. With a 41-point third quarter, the Celtics take the lead back. Thinking about what would happen last year, thinking about what would happen 2 years ago when the Warriors were in that situation, it feels like they almost never won that basketball game. These scenarios where they play really well for a half, they play really well for 2.5 quarters, they play really well for 3 quarters against a really, really good basketball team, and then the opposing team takes it serious a little bit. They throw their punch back. They take a lead, and ultimately they win by like 12 points. And it kind of, one bad quarter erased 3 really good quarters for the Warriors. That happened so many times last year and a couple of years ago. So that was in the back of my mind watching this basketball game tonight, was how were the Warriors going to respond to the punch the Celtics threw? And the Warriors responded in amazing fashion. How about this? So, Celtics throw their punch. They take their lead back in the second half. Ultimately, they build a 7-point lead in the fourth quarter. It was 95-88 Boston with 6:45 left in the fourth. Steve Kerr called the timeout, and shortly before that, he got Steph Curry and company back into the basketball game. That was the moment where this game turned. Down 7. 95-88 with 6:45 left in the fourth quarter. What happens? The Warriors close the game on a 30-17 run. On a 30-17 run in the final 6:45. First of all, 30 points in less than 7 minutes of basketball? That's an awesome number. The Warriors' offense was clicking, but they did it in a number of different ways. Stephen Curry scored 10 of those 30 in the final 6:45. Andrew Wiggins had 6 points in that stretch. Buddy Hield had 5, including, oh man, the Steph Curry push in the fast break to Buddy Hield, right wing three-pointer, to push the lead to 7 with under a minute to go. That was just chef's kiss. And it's what this Warriors team has so desperately longed for, in another shooter to pair alongside Steph Curry and Draymond Green. Kevon Looney, unsung hero of this Warriors season so far. Kevon Looney has almost single-handedly won the Warriors a couple of basketball games. Kevon Looney had consecutive offensive rebound putbacks down the stretch of this basketball game. The Warriors do not win without Kevon Looney and what he did tonight. Looney had just 6 points, but 4 of them were in the fourth quarter, and they both came on offensive rebound putbacks. He also had 10 rebounds in this basketball game. Kevon Looney was phenomenal. Draymond Green made 3 of 4 free throws down the stretch to help ice the basketball game, and Kyle Anderson put the finishing touches on with 2 more free throws. So the Warriors 30-17 run over the final 6:45. Curry had 10 of them. Wiggins had 6. Hield had 5. Looney had 4. Draymond had 3. Anderson had 2. Obviously, it's the superstardom of Stephen Curry, and that's going to shine through 95% of the time, and he will generally be the driving force behind Warrior wins like this. But you also saw strength in numbers. Strength in numbers for the Warriors. And honestly, it might be easier to see how deep this team is when they have some nagging injuries, like DeAnthony Melton, still unable to go. We will find out potentially tomorrow, or maybe we'll have to wait until Friday, day of the game, to see if he'll play. in Cleveland against the Cavaliers, but you didn't have him. Pajemski still dealing with the illness that took him out of the second half in Washington on Monday. So you're down two rotation guys. You're still playing 11. Lindy Waters played 13, nearly 14 minutes. And, I mean, the Golden State Warriors still played 11. And everyone impacted this basketball game tonight. I mean, we got to talk about Buddy Hield. Buddy Hield was awesome again in this game. 16 points, 6 of 11 from the field, 4 for 7 from downtown, 6 rebounds, and he was a plus 20 in a game in which the Warriors won by 6. Plus 20 in a game the Warriors won by 6. When he's on the floor, good things are happening for the Golden State Warriors. He had a sick fast break reverse layup on a steal from Stephen Curry. He hit the three-pointer on the right wing that put the Warriors up by 7 with like 40-plus seconds to go in the basketball game. Buddy Hield is coming up clutch, and he has been one of the Warriors' most important basketball players in the first 8 games of this basketball season. How fun was that basketball game tonight? No longer can anybody use the phrase, who have they played? You can't use that argument against this Warriors basketball team anymore. The way they responded to the Celtics punch, and it was a hell of a Celtics punch. I mean, you know the Celtics wanted to win this basketball game. You know they wanted to win this basketball game, no doubt. I mean, there was all the talk about Jason Tatum and what happened this summer across the pond in France at the Paris Olympics, when, first of all, Steve Kerr and Team USA did not even choose Jaylen Brown to be on the team after he won Finals MVP. Two, Jason Tatum was on the team and was relatively consistently, including in the biggest moments, left off the court and left on the bench. And Celtics fans clearly did not forget about that. They let the Warriors and Steve Kerr hear it all night long. And there were many people within and close to the Celtics organization that talked about how Jason Tatum has had this game circled for quite a while. And Tatum finished with 32 points, 10 of 20 from the field, 5 of 10 from downtown. He was absolutely pitiful in the first half. Now, he came out blazing in the third quarter, 17 points in the third quarter. He was awesome in the second half, specifically in that third quarter. The point is, though, not about necessarily Tatum's performance, but about how badly the Celtics wanted to win this basketball game, right? Sometimes it's difficult when you are a team of the Celtics' stature coming off of a championship early in the season. You're already 7-1. Sometimes it's hard to really gauge how much a team like that, quote-unquote, cares about a basketball game that they're playing. And the Warriors have been through this so often, you know, back in their heyday, specifically in the Kevin Durant era. They could kind of sleepwalk through not just games, not just quarters, not just games, but sometimes like weeks of basketball because they were so talented and they had such a big lead on the division and on the conference and all that. That does not fit this basketball game. The Celtics desperately cared about winning this basketball game. And if you don't believe me, look at how they played in the third quarter. I mean, the third quarter, they came out and looked like an entirely different basketball team. I think some of it was the Warriors. The Warriors in that third quarter just kind of uncharacteristically refused to box out and rebound the ball. How about this? The Celtics had 20 second chance points in this basketball game. It was one of the only reasons they were in this game. 14 of them came in the third quarter. The Celtics had 0 second chance points in the first half, 14 in the third, and 6 in the fourth. Amazing. The Warriors just could not grab rebounds in the third quarter, and that was one of the main reasons why they put up 41 points, the Celtics did, in that third quarter, and it led to them getting back in the basketball game, erasing that 11-point halftime lead the Warriors had built, and eventually taking the lead. And they had a 7-point lead with 6:45 to go. Tatum was making it rain. Derek White was awesome in this basketball game. It felt like the Warriors couldn't really get a stop, and their offense, without Steph Curry in the game, was really kind of struggling. And then Steph Curry came back in. He got fouled on a three, made all three free throws, followed it up with a three-pointer himself. And then you got some help from Buddy Hield and Andrew Wiggins and Kevon Looney. And you buckled down defensively as well. This was an awesome performance for the Golden State Warriors. The 925 on the Comcast Business text line, Looney is back. He looks fit. He really does. He really does. This feels more like, this feels more like the Kevon Looney from the 2022 postseason when he consistently was grabbing 20 rebounds a night. And remember his performance, I think it was in the Game 6 closeout against the Grizzlies in the, was that the second round of the postseason? When he grabbed 20 rebounds, including a stretch where I think he had like two or three offensive rebounds on the same possession, and he ultimately kicked it out to Klay Thompson for a three that kind of sealed the game. Like, Kevon Looney is consistently having moments and impacts on basketball games that remind me of the impact that he had on games back in 2022. And we talk so much, of course, about Steph and about Andrew Wiggins, who was so good during that postseason run. Same could be said for Kevon Looney. And specifically last year, Looney wasn't anywhere near as effective. He's back to that so far this year. I think also the 415 makes a good point. And this is something that I was talking about in terms of the old Warriors. Last season's Warriors, two seasons ago's Warriors, would have lost this game tonight once they got down by seven with 6.5 to go. The 415 makes a good point as well. I'm 99% sure they would have lost the Rockets game last year as well. Yeah, I agree with you. Warriors build a 30-point lead, and ultimately they blow it and go to overtime. It feels like last year's Warriors team probably loses that game. I think you're right. I agree with you. 925, the 415, that's a really good point. This Warriors team, it has a different feel, a different confidence, and a different, ability to weather storms like that. I think the Rockets are a quality basketball team. They're certainly not on the level of the Celtics, but that's a tough situation to try to correct yourself once you've struggled to the point where you lose a 30-point lead. So a lot of positive signs for the Golden State Warriors at the moment. All right, let's take a break here on Warriors Wrap-Up. When we come back, we will hear from Warriors head coach Steve Kerr. We will hear your calls as well. You can give me a call, 888-957-9570. It's Mark Randy with you on Warriors Wrap-Up. That's all coming up on the other side. The Warriors knock off the Celtics. 118-112 is the final score. Dubs victorious on the road in Boston. The Warriors now 7-1 on the season, and they're still perfect away from Chase Center, a perfect 5-0. And who have they beat now? Just the defending NBA champions. More on Warriors Wrap-Up. That's coming up next, right here on 95.7 The Game.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.